Hi, Zoe. I'm going to try to talk with you about these things instead of write to you. Your first question is, what are the most common effects of children becoming addicted to video game? And some ways that I can determine if a kid is addicted to video games are if they sneak the video games when they are not supposed to, if they have trouble turning them off when they're asked, if when they are turned off, they get extremely angry. If they are sneaking video games in the middle of the night instead of sleeping, if they are getting online and doing things that they are not supposed to do, all of those would be some symptoms. Also, you usually see a decline in school and in leaving their room and in doing some other things with other people. And they forget to do stuff that's important, like their chores, clean their room, and do their homework. How are children's social lives negatively impacted by video games? Video game is generally an indoor thing, so kids start not doing as much stuff outside with other kids, and they tell their parents that their friends are people they play video games with. Usually they're not next to their friend playing a video game, but they're doing it online. So they are sitting by themselves in a room playing a video game with other kids who are sitting by themselves in a room. That's pretty bad for a kid's healthy, normal social development, in which they need to be out doing things with other people, whether it be a team sport or an individual sport, talking and communicating live with other people face to face. What do video games do to negatively affect children's mental health? Because video games can cause irritability, grouchiness, and lack of sleep, that can cause kids to suffer from what look like mental health symptoms such as depression, anxiety, and even ADD because they look like they can pay attention to video games and electronics, but they're not doing well on other things in their life. You cannot catch ADHD from video games, but not getting sleep, not eating, getting really irritable and grouchy can be some symptoms that a child is suffering from a mental illness, such as a mild depression. Period.